On Thursday, about 20 Talkeetnans gathered to share ideas about what they want to see in the future for the Talkeetna Historical Society's museum. Two representatives of Juneau-based Exhibit AK were also in the former schoolhouse building to collect those ideas. Talkeetna Historical Society Executive Director Sue Dio says the organization is using grant funds to look ahead at how best to manage its collection, exhibits, and properties.
We need to look at our future, future of exhibits, and what we want to do with not only just the museum itself, but all our six buildings and properties, and what we want it to look like in the future.
Sarah Asper-Smith, owner of Exhibit AK, explains what kind of information her company's looking for in order to help the Historical Society come up with a plan for the future.
Basically, we're getting to know the museum, the Historical Society, and the people here, and talking to them about, you know, what stories do you want to see in your museum, what's missing, how can the Historical Society serve the community.
At Thursday's gathering, Sarah Asper-Smith and Christine Carpenter ask those questions and others to attendees. Carpenter says the people in attendance brightened up when the discussion of some of Talkeetna's famous, or infamous, characters came up.
We got a huge list last night. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Sarah and I don't know who these people are,
right.
So we asked them to tell us a little bit about them. And we got these great stories from people about the people that made this place what it is. And that was really exciting for us, I think.
Other suggestions from the meeting include additional focus on Alaska Native history in the area and a more complete history of local aviation and the Alaska Railroad. Christine Carpenter says the plan that comes from Exhibit AK will be focused on what the community wants to see from the museum and other properties owned by the Talkeetna Historical Society.
Sarah and I are really avid believers, and we don't want to come in anywhere at any museum that we work with and tell them what they should do. So there's a ton of different ways you can do it. Based off of our listening and our questions that we've asked, it's really clear that people really want to maintain the historic integrity of all of the buildings that the museum owns, but also the historic district.
The initial plan is expected to be ready for the Historical Society to review next month. After additional refining, the final version will be ready later this winter. Sue Dio says even that plan could be subject to change down the road.
It's not like this is something that's going to be used set in stone.
Right.
It's very fluid and will change over time, I'm sure.
For now, the Talkeetna Historical Society plans on soliciting additional suggestions from those who are unable to attend Thursday's meeting. Depending on the availability of funding, the steps ultimately outlined could take a number of years to complete. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.